Now, over at NBC, that network is taking a big gamble on one of the new shows it's premiering this week. It's an adaptation of the British show Prime Suspect. American audiences were riveted by the original show with Helen Mirren as an unflinching homicide detective. Fans have wondered why a remake is even necessary. NPR's Neda Ulaby tracks Prime Suspect's move from Scotland Yard to the New York City Police Department.
Grim and unglamorous are probably not the words that spring to mind when you think of Helen Mirren. But as Detective Chief Inspector Jane Tennyson, she was a character defined by hard edges.
So I need a squad car and a driver, and I want access to all items taken from the victim's bedsitter, and I want to re-interview the landlady.
Other shows about tough older women cops soon followed. The Closer, The Killing, and, once again, Prime Suspect. This time with an American swagger and an American star, Maria Bello.
As of now, our prime suspect is a guy we haven't met. A guy who lives in the neighborhood or works in the neighborhood or both. A guy who was part of the scenery until suddenly he's not.
The new prime suspect, like the old one, features rape, murder, and sexism from fellow officers.
So do you want to explain to me how it is that you have a case and I don't?
Well, you see, Jane, when a bad man does a murder and someone calls the police, you see, the responding officer then will call his sergeant, and then that sergeant will then call a homicide detective.
Jane actually gets undermined more in the older British version. Predictably, the American prime suspect is much more slick, with fancy helicopter shots, bouncy music, and better-looking actors. Maria Bello is gold to Helen Mirren's steel. She struts around in a black fedora. But of course, Maria Bello's real challenge is filling Helen Mirren's shoes.
When people talk about the shoe thing, I always say, I think we have different size shoes.
I think people watch the original Prime Suspect fundamentally because they could not take their eyes off of Helen Mirren playing that part.
Sarah Aubrey is the new Prime Suspect's executive producer. She says what Maria Bello has in common with Helen Mirren is a kind of unpredictability as an actor.
There's a slight naughtiness to her and an irreverence. So it's not this kind of relentlessly dark, ultra-serious pursuit of justice with a capital J.
Instead, she's the sort of detective who casually intimidates her boyfriend's controlling ex-wife over dinner.
I've never been shot, but I have been stabbed, and I got lie thrown in my face once. And I'm a homicide detective, Trish, not a policeman or a policewoman.
It was important to the producers to have a female head writer. Alexandra Cunningham is standing in the Prime Suspect's writer's room in Los Angeles.
This is where the magic happens.
All the other writers there were guys. Upstairs, Cunningham squeezed on a couch with Maria Bello. They said they had to fight the American impulse to make Prime Suspect too earnest.
Right. We didn't want to be the typical dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. We speak for the dead.
Yeah.
Like, we know. Like, there's been a lot of procedurals. We get it.
To adapt Prime Suspect for U.S. primetime, Cunningham made all kinds of changes, including the name of the main character. British Jane Tennyson is now Irish-American Jane Timoney.
Because, you know, Helen Mirren's always going to be Jane Tennyson, which is fine because she deserves to be, but Maria deserves to be her own character is why I changed the last name.
And it took me about 20 takes to say my name for the first time.
What was less hard was capturing the self-possession and persistence that drew Maria Bello to the role.
Suspect is headed south on 4th Avenue and 21st. Detective Timoney in pursuit.
Bello's very favorite scene in the first episode comes right after a chase down a dark, dumpster-choked alley. She's attacked and graphically beaten before other cops come to her rescue. Bello says this is when you really see her character's refusal to back down.
When Jane is laying there and you think she's could be dying, and the cop says, you know, you are right, and she just says, do you have a cigarette, and spits. I think that's so her. Like, she's just keeps on plowing through. No matter what happens, she gets up on her feet and keeps walking. I like that.
That's what writer Alexandra Cunningham wants, for Americans to like Jane Timoney, enough to stop comparing her to the original.
I feel like that is a difference between our show and the original, is that Helen Mirren was never going to get in a beatdown with someone.
While the show's braced for a beatdown from Prime Suspect's most loyal fans, they won't be getting one from Helen Mirren. Producers say she's given the new show her blessing. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.